Listening, Unit 4, page 26, B.
You will hear people talking in six different situations. For questions 1 to 6, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. 1. You hear a lady talking about phones.
Before the 90s, not many people had their own smartphone. We used public phones instead. They were in most public places, in cafes and restaurants and on street corners. The first time I ever saw a mobile phone was at the cinema, in a Hollywood movie. It was about some young ambitious lawyers in New York, and they all had huge black boxes which they held to the side of their heads as they walked down the street. At the time, they seemed really cool. Nowadays, even though some people might get excited about the latest smartphone, they've just become normal. You hardly notice them because everybody seems to have one.
2. You hear a girl talking about tablets. I've been into computers and technology since I was really young, and now my little brother is fascinated too. We taught him how to use a tablet when he was about 2 years old. I used to sit him on my knee and we would play online games for little kids. I love that tablets are so easy to use. The touchscreen is brilliant, but I personally feel the greatest benefit is that they're portable and really light to carry around for whenever you need. 3. You hear a mother talking about her children.
My kids spend hours each day using technology, which means they are spending much less time having direct social contact with other people. I'm worried that it will really affect them by spending more time on technology-related tasks and less time relating to other people. I think they might start to lose important social skills, such as reading people's feelings from the expression on their faces during conversations.
4. You hear a boy talking about MP3 players.
My friends and I use MP3 players all the time. The earphones have really improved over the last few years, so you can use them wherever you like. You know, studying, on the bus, or chilling at the beach. They seem to be popular with all ages. My dad likes to listen to his on the train, on his way to work. And I like to take mine with me when I go out for a run. It's a gadget which is just so lightweight and really makes a difference to my day.
5. You hear a man talking about computers for work.
The first time I used a computer was in the 1980s when I started working. The computers in the office were slow and quite complicated. You had to type in lots of commands because there was no such thing as a mouse in those days. It's fascinating to think how computers have changed since then. Nowadays, it seems impossible to study or get a job without good user knowledge of computers, though I doubt I'll ever really understand how it all works.
6. You hear a doctor talk about the effect of technology on our brains.
Some doctors and nurses feel concerned that technology is having an effect on the way we use our brains. If I'm honest, nobody knows for sure yet. The human brain is very complicated, and the age of technology is really just beginning, so we can't be certain of anything. But what is true is that nowadays we get most of our information from a computer screen rather than by reading books. We could, in fact, be in the process of training our minds to behave more like computers.